an out-productive Democratic nominee. Hillary Clinton has launched a tirade against her Republican rival Donald Trump a day after he accepts his party's nomination. Let's listen in.
Instead, I heard about Donald Trump's dark and divisive vision. Last night's speech took it to a whole new level. He offered a lot of fear and anger and resentment. But no solution.
Now, Hillary Clinton, speaking at a rally in Tampa, Florida, further said that Trump provided no solutions to problems facing America. Her scathing comments come a day after Donald Trump accepted the GOP nomination at the Republican National Convention in the U.S. state of Ohio. Now we're joined by Mr. Mike Gravel, former U.S. Senator, joining us out of San Francisco to get his take on this story. Hello, Mr. Gravel. Now, this has turned into a pretty bad smear campaign with both Trump and Clinton focusing more on the other shortcomings rather than what's in the best interest of the country. Your take?
Of course, that's within the context of the conventions. And conventions under our system are really quite silly. When you stop to think about the Republican convention, they take the position that everything that the Democrats did was wrong and everything that they did was right. And then when you go to the Democratic convention, everything the Democrats did was right and everything the Republicans did was wrong. Well, we know that's unrealistic in life. Life has got its ups and downs. And so these positions that are taken gratuitously at the convention are just trying to advertise their wares. And this clearly is a level of immaturity that is long, long past its value.
Now, Clinton also says that, Trump has dodged explaining any solutions to the myriad of problems facing America. Do you agree with her?
He hasn't proffered any solutions. He's made these general comments about make America great. Well, in relationship to who's got to diminish, it's a zero-sum game as far as he's concerned. But the Democrats take a similar position. It appeals a little more logically to progressives, but it really isn't. It isn't, because Hillary has got a problem running against Trump for the very simple reason that Hillary has corrupted her image over time, and this should not be the case, but it is the case. And so we have a person whose questionable trust and criminality is there, and you have Trump on the other side whose questionable purpose or solutions are there. Party politics is not an advantage in any structure of governance. Our founders knew that. And then, of course, the first thing that happened in the first administration of George Washington, we immediately had a division of party politics.
And we're
politics is not the answer.
Pardon, we're running out of very few short time left. So your last question, I want to get over to you. If I asked you, what is Trump's vision for America's future? What would be the first thing that comes to mind for you?
His vision for the future, I think, is based on ignorance. He doesn't understand the foreign policy implications. He takes a position against Russia, against Iran, which has been a propaganda item of the military-industrial complex. And so he buys into that without even knowing what the particulars are and how unjust it is for the United States to take that kind of position.
Thank you, Mr. Mike Gravel, former U.S. Senator, for joining us here on Press TV's Top 5, joining us out of San Francisco.